Time for Wisconsin Life, and all this week our look at literacy here in the state. Miss Elizabeth escaped Liberia during its brutal Civil War. Her son helped her settle in Milwaukee, where she went to school for the first time in her life. She's since become an American citizen and continues to work on her English.
My name is Masita Swale from Africa.
But she goes by Miss Elizabeth. Miss Elizabeth came to Milwaukee from Liberia in 2007. She knew no English. She'd never even really gone to school.
Well, I didn't go to school, but I go to Arabic school. Mm-hmm. My father sent me to Arabic school. I was there for 2 years. I wanted to go to school, but my father didn't agree to that. So he said, no, he said, I can't go to English school.
Her father, she says, didn't understand the importance of an education.
And my father was a farmer. He take me to the farm. There where I was there until I was 16 years. Then I got married. I had 8 children.
Then Civil War came to Liberia.
When the war came, 1989, at the time the war came, the rebel war came. So we're in Monrovia. We're there now, we're confused. We don't know where to go. At the same time, they're killing the people. The rebel then killing the people. Our people then dead. They kill a lot of our people then.
More than 200,000 people would die in the war. Tens of thousands fled the country.
Because we had 16 tribes in Liberia. 16 tribes. That the Mandingo people, the rebel then were killing them. Killing them, killing them. So we were confused. We don't know where to go. We really suffer.
But then, one of Miss Elizabeth's sons secured refuge in Milwaukee. He later sent for the rest of his family. He also helped his mother learn English.
Soon I will come, my son told me, he said, Ma, he said they have school here for old people. So I want for you to go there so you can learn how to write your name down, how to learn English. I said, okay. He sent me here.
She's come a long way.
When I come here newly, really, I will not know how to write my name down. And from 1, 2, 3 to 100, I will not know that. And from January to December, I will not know. So they teach me all that one.
Miss Elizabeth is happy to be in Milwaukee.
I love America. Really, I love America. I like, because of the freedom. Yeah. I'm free in the country here. My children are free. Everyone are all happy. Yeah. I like Liberia, but America, I really want to stay here now. Yeah.
Miss Elizabeth is a Liberian refugee who now lives in Milwaukee. She shared her story as part of this week's look at literacy in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Get more info at wisconsinlife.org.
Now we'll check in on efforts to help immigrants and refugees to function effectively as parents, employees, and citizens through literacy. Cynthia Zarazua is the instructional supervisor at the International Learning Center, a program of Neighborhood House in Milwaukee, and she's here with us now. Cynthia, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Well, so can you tell us a little bit about the kinds of things that you do at the International Learning Center in Milwaukee?
Certainly. First and foremost, we have a lot of fun. And we do that by teaching English to refugees, citizenship and civics instruction, math, and computer skills to our students.
And how many people are you working with right now?
Well, on a yearly basis, we work with around 600 refugees.
And what are the main types of literacy that immigrants need to learn as soon as possible, the things that have urgency to make a new life here?
Well, certainly the language, so that they can gain employment. All of the four programs I shared with you have the common mission of enabling them to function, as you said, effectively as parents, workers, and citizens. But first and foremost is a job, obtaining the job.
And I wonder, is it mostly about the reading and writing skills, or are there cultural literacy schools? I imagine if I were suddenly to up stakes and move to another country, language would be part but not all of what I needed to settle in.
Yes. Refugees, when they arrive in the country, go through a cultural orientation class. We at ILC do not provide that class, but the resettlement agencies in town do, and that class enables them to get a bit more of an understanding of the American culture.
What kinds of stories have you heard from people about what they've been through and what brought them here?
Well, most of our students are here because they have arrived from a war-torn country. The definition of a refugee is someone who flees their country due to war, political or religious persecution, drought, famine. And the bulk of our students are here because they come from a country at war and have spent time in refugee camps.
Well, I imagine you have people coming through not just dealing with getting used to a new language and a new culture, but dealing with trauma from that war or other horrific experience that led them to be a refugee in the first place.
And you're very right. Many of our students have been traumatized in a number of areas. Certainly living in that conflict causes trauma, but also some of them come with physical impairments that they obtained due to the war. We have about five students with us who are blind, and so that certainly compounds the trauma.
You said that first and foremost you have fun, and it sounds like you're working with people who may not have had fun in a long time. What kinds of things do you do to build a community?
Well, I must give credit to our students. They are very good community builders, and one thing we do is provide a nice, warm, comfortable, and safe place for them to come and learn and relax. As you can imagine, the pressures that they may feel not in the center where they have many people like themselves with similar backgrounds, but also people who understand their situation, who are extremely willing to help them and extend assistance in any litany of ways that that help them improve their lives.
And Cynthia, briefly, as we wrap up, what do these newcomers to Wisconsin think of our state? What's the first thing they ask you about?
Generally, it's the weather. But they like Wisconsin very much. Our students, the human spirit is very resilient. They are energetic, they're optimistic, they are grateful, and they enjoy, as Miss Elizabeth said, the freedom and the opportunities that our country provides them.
Well, Cynthia, thanks so much for sharing their stories with us.
Thank you, Robin and Veronica.
That's Cynthia Zarazua. She's instructional supervisor at the International Learning Center, a program of Neighborhood House Milwaukee. This is part of a week-long Wisconsin Life series focusing on literacy in Wisconsin. You can hear more on Morning Edition at 6:30 and 8:30 a.m., Central Time at 4:15 each day, or archived at WPR.org.